The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Well, good morning. I'd like to sum up the whole liturgy, the word this weekend, in two words. Two words, two simple words. Spring forward. Spring forward. And those are two words that are in our heart. We're obviously with everybody in country and the world and that stuff. Spring forward. But I want you to hold on to those two words, spring forward, and let us look at how this really ties into the liturgy of today and what today is all about. What this fourth Sunday of Lent is all about. To spring forward. To stay the course. To keep running. To not do it all on your own. To return to the Lord with all your heart. Now, I think all of us, we've been on journeys, we've had experiences in life, independent of our age. Maybe many of you have run races. You've run races where you've been on courses and you're running and you maybe didn't preview that course before, so you don't really know where you're running. Maybe it's a cross-country practice for middle school or high school and you're not familiar with the terrain where you're going. Maybe it's hiking. Maybe it's hiking up a mountain or on a greenway or a path where it's an area that's unfamiliar to you. Maybe it's a journey either through car or horseback or however you go, right? I know many years ago I was riding horseback with a family. They invited me to go horseback up in the mountains near Bryson City, Western North Carolina. And we're driving over there and they got all their horses in tow. And I was helping out as a priest for the summer. And the horses were in tow in their little trailer. And I knew something was gonna be rather challenging when the gentleman's wife kind of turned back to me in the back of the truck and said, "Hey, Father, you don't mind wearing a helmet, do you?" I was like, "A helmet?" So we get the horses out and we get on there and we start riding down these paths up in the mountains in Bryson City, up that stuff with the streams, with cliffs going down, and that pass got narrow, narrow, narrow. And I'm on this horseback and I'm between the two of them because they're trying to, and my horse is a little got it going on. And I'm like, they can feel you. They know when you're nervous. And I'm like, "I don't know about this." And I kept saying, "How much further we got to go?" And then we're going along and no exaggeration. Here we are on this trail and I kind of like look back and I'm the only one who's looking forward as they're looking back. And thank you, Jesus, the horses weren't looking forward, but I was the only one looking forward. And here comes this bear running down the mountain across the path about the distance from here to the back of the church. And thank you, Jesus, nobody saw that bear but me. But my heart went to my feet and I was like, they're like, "Well, Father, we only have a little more longer to go." And I said, "Can we turn around?" Anyways, but sometimes we find ourselves on these journeys where it's kind of unknown and we don't know how long it's gonna be and all that stuff. But I think the invitation for all of us during this season right now in this particular weekend is truly spring forward, stay the course. But if we're honest, when we're on any journey, sometimes there's smoke and mist and uncertainty of the path, or maybe rain or different things that can impact us on that journey. And what can settle in? What can settle in? Doubt. The darkness of doubt in our guide, in where we're going. Is the journey worth it? Should we just turn around and go back to Egypt? It was a little nicer back in Egypt, kind of comfortable. Should we turn around and go back? Or do we stay the course? I believe the invitation this Sunday is to stay the course, but we can see in the gospel of today the real humanity of someone named Nicodemus. Now, we don't have the whole gospel today. I wish we would have read the whole gospel, but it's not part of the liturgy. But John chapter 3, in verse 1, it starts speaking about this Nicodemus, who was a teacher. He was a Pharisee, someone who strove his whole life to be pure, to do the things right, to keep his heart pure, to orient his heart towards God. And what really made him special is he was humble enough to seek out the truth, but the honest fact was he had some doubts. It says in the Gospel of John chapter 3 that when Nicodemus came to him, it said he came to Jesus at night. This is a question of my own for Nicodemus. Please, Lord, when I arrive to heaven, that's the goal, eternal life. Someone like Nicodemus, yeah, he's got to be there. I'd love to ask him, Nicodemus, when you came and met Jesus, wherever it was, Garden of Gethsemane, or whatever spot it was outside of Jerusalem, was it truly night? Or was it the darkness of your doubt? That here you had standing before you was not a scholar of the law with a doctorate in under the great teachers, but a son of a carpenter from Nazareth who was doing miracles. His divinity was concealed within his humanity. Nicodemus was probably feeling a little bit like what can happen to us if we're honest. You come to Mass and say, can that truly be the bread of life? That looks like bread or tastes like bread or feels like bread that the priest puts in my hand or that I'm actually preparing for through RCIA or for my first communion I'm preparing to receive so that my amen really is an amen. It is true, I believe. Can that really be the bread of life? Is that truly Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist? Really? He was wrestling. And yet the beautiful thing is, we know that eventually he started to walk by faith and not by sight. Psalm 119, verse 105, we walk by faith, not by sight. Nicodemus was one of the ones at the end on Good Friday with Joseph of Arimathea and helped place Jesus in the tomb and went and asked for his body. He must have recalled this conversation with Jesus because Jesus, my brothers and sisters in Christ, this Sunday in the today of our life, just like in the today of Nicodemus's life, Jesus has his face set like flint towards the cross. Towards the cross. It's through the cross to the light. He's encouraging us to spring forward to the mysteries that are to come, to the celebration that is to come. And in order to arrive through that celebration, we have to go through the cross to the resurrection. We are an Easter people, even during Lent. We're an Easter people of hope who walk by the light of Christ. We are an Easter people of hope, but if we're real about it, we find ourselves all too often living in a Good Friday world. In a Good Friday world, at times it can be dark, that can be doubt, where we need that hope to say, there is light at the end of the tunnel. You may feel surrounded by a degree of darkness, but there's light at the end of the tunnel, and we walk towards that light. We spring forward towards that light. And we spring forward to the true daylight savings. This is daylight savings right now. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Jesus Christ is the Savior. He came to bring his light into the world, and where there was darkness, he brought light. This day, this moment, Mass, there's no moment where we enter into the true daylight savings, where we come into the light of Christ, who is our Savior. And so we spring forward on this day and enter into this moment of daylight savings. And we walk by light. We walk by the light of Christ. Not by our sight, but by our faith. We allow our faith to lead us and to trust in the Lord. I know many years ago I had the grace of doing a mission right around this time during Lent, not far from Holy Week, up in New York City. And it was about 12 years ago. And I was walking with a group of college students from Louisiana, where I was assigned at the time. And we were walking through Greenwich, going towards Old St. Patrick. And we're walking up towards Old St. Patrick. And as we're walking, you know, all these windy roads, and how do you get there? And we're looking for the way. And this gentleman jumps out right in front of us, like this big guy, looked like a linebacker for the New York Giants or something. Big guy, kind of intimidating. Kind of one of those moments where you get caught off guard, right? And he shoves this sign right in front of my face, in front of us, and the sign said this: hate the sinner, love the sin. Hate the sinner, love the sin. Now, I don't know about you, if you've ever had those moments where you run into someone and someone like kind of like jumps in that way in front of you, and your heart go in your feet, and you're not quick enough, and you find yourself falling back like, what did I just read? What did he just put in front of my face? Well, we were trying to move on to our mission and get to St. Patrick's Cathedral, Old St. Patrick's. We were trying to get there. So we just hustled along. I moved the college students along. But I kept processing that. What did that sign just say? That sign just say the polar opposite of what our faith teaches. The polar opposite of what Jesus Christ came to teach. The polar opposite. And the truth is, love the sinner, hate the sin, love the sinner, hate the sin. That was 12 years ago. And if we're honest, at times we can see things where we can feel like we're walking in a sense of darkness. And what I'm talking about is when there is a lack of honesty with the truth, where we can start, if we drink the Kool-Aid of a culture and a time, we can start to believe that what is good is actually evil, and what is evil is actually good. We have to guard our hearts and let the light of Christ's truth guide us in our path. St. John Paul II said it very clear many years ago: the greatest sin of modern man is the denial of sin. A denial of sin. A denial of any objective truth. There's not objective truth. There's just subjective truth. How it fits into my world. My truth is my truth. Your truth is your truth. Well, hold it a second. If we walk by the light of Christ in true light savings time, there is a truth, and there is someone who is truth incarnate, and that's Jesus Christ. And so here's the invitation as we spring forward in these times. My brothers and sisters in Christ, at best, hopefully, the truth possesses our hearts. Pope Emeritus Benedict, God rest his soul, who passed away, was known to have said, as Pope, I do not possess the truth. What? He says, I do not possess the truth. At best, the truth possesses me. Jesus Christ has my heart. And so I spring forward in these times, Spring forward with your good resolutions for this season. Don't worry about, Father, I've gotten off to a bad start in my Lent. None of my resolutions I've met. Wherever you are on your race course, spring forward. Look forward. Continue to run. And it's a race that we're running to something we already know. It's through the cross to Jerusalem to see Jesus offering himself out of love for the world, knowing that that is not the end. It is not finished at the cross. Jesus cried out, "It is finished," from the cross. But there was one more thing he had to say. It is finished, but it's not over. It's finished, but it's not over. It's through the cross to the resurrection. And so our life is a journey, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Our life is like a Lent. We are running our race. We are staying our course. We are springing forward, and we are running beyond the finish line of this time of Easter season, and we're running towards eternal life. Eternal life, which our Father sent his only Son into this world, not to condemn the world, but to redeem the world. He came into this world with the hope that all humanity would spring forward, on this day into the true daylight savings time. Amen.